Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBoltz with you today for the Moab Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Wednesday morning, middle of another big week here in the Moab community. Grateful as always to be with you, and I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Today is Wednesday, the 31st, the final day of May. Staring down the business end of June, which is going to be on us tomorrow. So I thought I'd close out this month, even though this is the middle of the week, with something extremely important. I want you to listen to this. I truly believe this message is one of those entrepreneurial aha moments, the epiphanies that I've had throughout the course of my awesome career that I'm very grateful for. And I say awesome not because of any kind of grand achievements, but just because it's been truly an awesome journey. Something that I look back on with such gratitude and, frankly, some humility to think, how the heck has it been almost 11 years? How have we managed to go through so many financial ups and downs, so many challenges with shifting markets, so many different ways that, you know, marketing has changed, people have changed, the economy has changed, even the industry has changed. How the heck have we made it? It'd be very easy to look at something like that. Even as, you know, a beginner, somebody who's got that eye on starting their business for the first time or perhaps transitioning from one business into a next and think, how the heck are we going to do this? How do you hit a target that's moving left and right, up and down, back and forward? How do you do that? One of the challenges that we have to manage is not just our own beliefs, not just our own emotions, but a lot of times it's this concept of fear. What's interesting about fear is false. It's not even real. It's something we manufacture in our minds. It's true. The fear that you feel is completely fake, doesn't exist. Well, it exists for you because you create it. We all create our own fear. What we fear is the prison that we build for ourselves. Case in point, one person may have an extreme fear of heights, an extreme fear of flying, and so therefore something like skydiving would be off limits for them. And yet another person may get the rush of a lifetime, almost a spiritual response to skydiving. Some people have a fear of public speaking, and then other people like myself love it. We live for it. Isn't it interesting that the exact same experience can be felt differently by one person as it might be for another person? Fear is that bridge, or perhaps maybe that brick wall that stands between those two people with that experience. But what's interesting about fear is a little bit, well, let me just say this, fear is fickle. It's true in business and life. Whatever you resist, you have to lean into it. Whatever you fear, you have to lean into it. Whatever you desire, you have to lean into it. I remember when I was a naval aviator and I was upgrading to become an aircraft commander. This was a huge turning point in an aviator's career. This is basically where you graduate and become, one of the big milestones when you go from being kind of a rookie into being a true leader, a true professional. Now, the whole upgrading process is difficult because you go through an oral board where you have to stand there for about 6 hours on your feet, answering all kinds of questions from mechanical questions like, how the aircraft works, decisions you'd make under certain situations. They ask you tactical questions. They ask you leadership questions. And you're either prepared or you're not. And then once you pass that, you get to go fly the airplane, a check ride. And everything is so demanding. It's such a high-pressure situation that it's easy for people to crumble under that pressure. But before you even get there, all of a sudden you feel that procrastination. Do I really want to go through with this? It'd be easy just to not do it and say, I'm going to let my career wither and die. But of course, when you're a warfighter, you're a type A, you're going right at it. So procrastination is not an option. You might dread it, certainly. It's not like something you look forward to necessarily. You might feel the anxiety. What if I don't match up? What if I can't handle the questions? What if I blow the check ride? The stress is unbelievable. It's a high stakes evolution. This is your career we're talking about. And not just your career. They're testing more than just your knowledge. They're testing your mettle. They want to know that you can handle it in a wartime situation. They want to know that you're not going to crumble under the pressure of real combat, that you can make a good decision that might affect the lives of the people you're serving with, the people on the ground, the people in the aircraft with you. It wasn't until I started to lean into it that I built that momentum, that confidence, and succeeded past the flying, past the check ride, past the oral board, past everything, and became an aircraft commander. Went to that next level, that next echelon in my career. But guess what? It's not just an aviation analogy, it's an actual life analogy. It's so true, not just in aviation, but it's also true in entrepreneurship. That thing that you've been procrastinating on, that thing you dread, that anxiety that you feel, the stress that's been gripping you, you got to lean into that. You got to lean into it and allow it to build momentum. What's interesting is the very act of walking, the ability to walk, means that you're off balance. You've created forward momentum. Now your inner ear and all the little muscles in your body have worked together to coordinate, to create this coordinated effort, to keep you upright, to keep you balanced, to allow you to control how you turn left and right, how you stop, how you propel. But it's interesting because that's all walking really is. To forward progress, putting one foot in front of the other means you're slightly off balance, means that you've built momentum by leaning into inertia. Isn't that interesting? Here's how it works in business. First and foremost, you've got to feel the actual fear. So many times we will avoid the fear. We do everything in our power to avoid the fear. We get distracted by Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest. We go to YouTube and we watch all the videos we can to keep ourselves distracted instead of feeling the actual fear. One thing I like to teach my clients, in fact, I spoke about this just about a week ago, speaking to a group of entrepreneurs about building their business and accomplishing their missions in business and life. And I said, have you ever gone to a play and seen how they have those backdrops, right? They can make it look like a cityscape or maybe an office building or the Old West or even a moonscape. Now, of course, they don't actually take you to the moon or to the Old West or to a urban setting. They just have those backdrops that they roll on wheels. They roll one off and roll one on to change the setting, to change the tone for that particular scene. Well, just like that backdrop, that wall on wheels, that's what fear is. Fear will actually yield to you when you lean into it. Right now in your business, you have big decisions that might be creating that anxiety. You may be dreading it. You may be procrastinating on it. But here's the cool part. If you lean into the fear will yield to you. Sometimes you got to push hard. Sometimes you got to give it a brute force effort. But fear will always yield. Always yield. It's got a loud bark, but the bite is insignificant. Lean into your fear. You have to actually feel it. Stop avoiding it. Stop numbing it. Stop distracting yourself from it. Actually feel it. Allow it to go through every cell in your body. Inhale it. Breathe it. Taste it. Don't run from it. And then lean into that fear. Believe in yourself and have the power to continue to lean into it. Next, persist instead of resist. Because sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you just got to turn on that camera and share that message. Sometimes you just got to hit send on that email or that post. Sometimes you just got to get out of the car, straighten your posture, knock on that door and ask for the sale. Sometimes you just got to pick up the phone and ask for the sale. Sometimes you just got to show up. It's not always about pushing. It is about doing what you can do, though. Sometimes you lean into the fear, but you don't have to push it. Sometimes you just have to show up and say, I'm here. I'm going to give it everything I got. I'm tired. I'm sick. I'm sore. I'm fatigued. I'm confused. I'm stressed out. I have anxiety, but I'm showing up. I'm doing this right now. And when you persist, instead of resisting it, That's when you win. That's when you start building the momentum. What happens next is you start wearing down the competition. I'm not talking about the other people in the industry, the other marketers, the other entrepreneurs, the other salespeople, the other companies. I'm not talking about that competition. I'm talking about your fear. You're competing against your fear. I'm talking about your doubt. You are arm wrestling your doubt. I'm not talking about the other people. I'm talking about the resistance inside. When you have a positive mental attitude, when you have a belief system that says I can and will win, then you will wear down the fear. You will absolutely obliterate the doubt. You will outwork the resistance. The resistance will become futile. But you got to wear them down. That's your competition, all right? Your competition isn't other people. It's the person staring back at you in the mirror when you're brushing your teeth. And inside that beautiful person, that amazing person, lives that fear, that doubt, that resistance, all of that crap. That's your competition. Stop worrying about what other people are doing. Stop worrying about their cars and their houses and their big bank accounts. Stop worrying about how many sales they've made. Stop worrying about what their stats are on their marketing. Stop focusing on that crap and start focusing on the fact that you have to beat out and win against your fear, your doubt, your resistance. That's the only battle you have to worry about. You wear down that competition, you lean into it, and you will win. Finally, you got to be on your toes instead of on your heels. You got to live on your feet instead of on your knees. Be proactive. Play offense. And always be out there moving, pushing, grinding. I'm not talking about grinding and hustling like the big key buzzwords for all the gurus. I'm talking about really pushing it. Challenging yourself to raise the bar every single day. One of my favorite quotes comes from Thomas Edison. Everything comes to those who hustle while they wait. Now, I have to tell you, that quote in and of itself means so much. Because it's not about waiting for something to happen. It's about saying, you know what? The sale hasn't occurred yet. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to keep asking for it. It's about looking at the results you want in the gym and saying, I still don't have the six-pack abs. I'm still not bench pressing or squatting or doing whatever. I'm still not running the distance I want to run. But instead of waiting for that result to come, I'm going to go hit it again. I'm going to hit it again. I'm going to hit it again. I don't care right now when that result comes. All I know is if I keep swinging the axe, eventually it will. That's called playing the game on your toes instead of on your heels in a reactive mode. It's about being proactive. It's about taking the steps you have to take, doing the hard work, making the sacrifices, doing the courageous thing, being courageous, not just in your mind, but in your actions. Today, I want you to lean into it. I want you to feel the fear and act like it's just like that wall on wheels that you see in the back set or the back prop of a play. You lean into it. You push it. Allow it to yield to you, not the other way around. Persist. Don't resist. Just get out there and do it. Do what you can do. Don't worry about what you must do or what you cannot do or all the work that has to be done. Do what you know you must do right now. Wear down the competition of fear, the competition of doubt, the competition of resistance, the competition that says it cannot be done. Wear that down by showing up every single day, having the attitude of a winner and pushing and being on your toes, playing on your toes instead of your heels, standing on your feet instead of being on your knees begging for mercy. Be proactive. Play offense. Always, always, always be moving forward. Go out there, get after it, and make it happen. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moab Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.